The Gospel reading is Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. You can find it on page in the Pew Bibles, page 1042, or in the large print Bible, 1840. Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 38. At the home of Martha and Mary. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be done. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks to you, O Christ. Remain standing for prayer. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who has made us so we don't live by bread alone, but by every word of yours, cause us to find in it the way to eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. I know this may be a familiar passage, but it's probably a great help to have your Bibles open, Luke chapter 10. If you read back over the interpretation of the Bible, you suddenly discover that about the year 400, lots of people grabbed hold of this particular reading we're looking at this morning, and because there was a growth in what you might call the religious life, or about monks and people retreating to monasteries, so they used this wrongly, I believe, as Martha, an example of the active life, and Mary, of a life of contemplation, perhaps hidden away in some particularly cut-off Christian community. It can't be about that, given the context. But I want to trace through the story. I want to knock that one on the head, because it's amazing you still hear that mentioned today from time to time. And we begin in this Bible reading by noticing there is a loving home. Of course, last week you were looking at the parable of Good Samaritan. And what happened there was that mugging on that road. Well, at the opposite end, probably where the mugging happened, there is Bethany, very close to Jerusalem. And there was a loving home. Together, Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus provided a lovely home in Bethany that Jesus, the Son of Man, who according to his own words did not have any place to lay his head, a place, a home, he found irresistible. Jesus loved to be with this family. Indeed, John's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 5, tells us Jesus loved Martha and her sister, and Lazarus. And Jesus and his disciples were on their way when, verse 38, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. All three were devoted followers of Jesus. They'd heard him preach the word of the kingdom, had believed. They now loved him devotedly. And seeing Jesus, Martha's domestic instincts went into action. She lived out Paul's command before he even wrote it. In Romans 12, verse 13, share with God's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Her energies were focused on Jesus, her focus on all the preparation that needed to be made. A loving home. What a great place for Jesus from time to time to have had a chance to escape to. And then as we go through the passage, we're given a picture, second, of two loving sisters. They both love the Lord Jesus, though one got the emphasis slightly wrong. Verse 39, Mary sat at the Lord's feet listening to what Jesus said. It is the most extraordinary thing in that culture that to happen. And we're so familiar with it, we don't realise just how shocking it was to some, because Jesus welcomed women as much as men. And there was Mary sitting at his feet. It was unheard of for a woman to sit at the feet of a rabbi to receive teaching. But Jesus welcomes her and teaches her. And her very posture points towards desire to learn. And the crucial point in this story was that Mary was listening intently to the word of God through the lips of Jesus. As I mentioned at the start, Mary is sometimes portrayed in terms of her subjective adoration or her passionate worship of Jesus. And such a view, such characteristics should be true of any follower of Jesus. But what is telling here is Mary's rapt attention to the words Jesus is speaking, the word of God. That's the first loving sister. The second one is Mary, who got the emphasis wrong, but still loved Jesus. And Martha was frustrated. I wonder if you're a parent, do you or your wife ever get frustrated when things be done around the house and people don't lift a finger? One or two knowing nods around the church this morning. We're told, verse 40, that Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made. And the word distracted means literally she was pulled away or she was dragged away. And the sense is that Martha wanted to be at Jesus' feet, but was pulled away by her duties. She was somebody who put duty ahead of that desire to be listening to Jesus. And here's a real shock. In self-righteous anger, she reproached not only her sister, but the one for whom she was lovingly preparing a meal. It's a very shocking thing to say. Lord, don't you care that my sister's left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me, she says. Well, given that Jesus is on the road to Jerusalem, some things are more important than a good meal. Nothing is more important than being attentive to the words of Jesus. Martha was sure she was doing what Christ most needed and wanted. There's a warning there. We can think ourselves that we are what Christ most needs and wants, but our sphere of service in church life or out beyond the church walls in our community and workplaces is what really counts. How self-deceived we so often are. Martha attempted to force Mary to serve Jesus Christ her way. Martha's self-appointed responsibility distracted her. We're told in this Bible what really mattered most. And so it can be with us. Now, the self-imposed necessities of ministry can smother us, and serving can become drudgery. And we can forget to have our ears open to the word of the Lord. Perhaps you sit on the PCC. Perhaps you're on one of the ministry teams. Perhaps you help with Sunday Club or Pathfinders. Perhaps a youth group. Perhaps you've been busy grass cutting. Or you've been a school governor in one of our five church schools. Well, let's realise there's nothing more important than having our ears open to the word of the Lord. Don't put our own self-appointed responsibilities above that key thing. And then there comes a loving correction from Jesus. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered her, verse 41, you're worried and upset about many things, but only one thing's needed. Mary's chosen what's better, and it will not be taken away from her. That's a powerful statement. The one thing that's needed, the one thing that's better, is listening to the word of God. And I think us Western Europeans are naturally activists. And so often our highest priority is not listening to his word. And Jesus informs Martha that the word will not be taken away from Mary. In our various callings, it's too easy to let our service of Jesus drag us away from the primary need of hearing his word. I was just thinking about Wargrave, excuse me being personal, but we have this amazing river, which is fantastic, we all know that, for rowing, canoeing, swimming, whatever you want to use it for. And then we have a massive number of sports teams in Wargrave, soccer, cricket, and so it goes on. I wonder whether, if you're involved in those, it might be worth considering whether you should try and ensure that you don't umpire or referee on a Sunday morning. Wouldn't that be a telling thing to our community? But actually, we put the word of God ahead, above sport. That would be very counter-cultural. But even in other areas, we can so easily give other things focus. Now, I know that there's elderly parents and others we need to care for, but actually, let's make sure that we ensure we are feeding on the word of God. I wonder, how is your own personal devotion going? Do you find time each day to read some passage of scripture, to ponder it, and to pray and commit the day to the Lord? The unending needs which surround us can seem so pressing, we neglect the reading and hearing of the word of God. And if you're wound tight, like Martha, it can allow even a Christian calling to so dominate our lives, we have little time to let God's word speak to us. Life is short, as I've been reminded this last few days, taking a funeral tomorrow, taking another funeral next Monday. Life is short, friends. We know it, but we so often decide not to recognize it. And therefore, we need to choose very deliberately. We need to make sitting at Jesus' feet the one thing, the better thing, the primary focus of our hearts and lives. Mary's choice was good in sickness and good in health, good in youth and good in old age, good in adversity and good in prosperity, good in life and good in eternity, good in time as well as heaven. You see, that focus on Jesus and his voice, hearing his word, the word of God, should give vision and purpose to all of our serving. And only the Christian prepared to sit at the feet of Jesus will be able to stand in the pressure of the world in which we live. The King comes before the king's business. And in effect, I may paraphrase Jesus, he's saying in this incident, sit at my feet, devour my teaching, there's no more important meal. Let's pray. Lord, we all know that we have failed here. We don't make listening to you a proper priority. Thank you that there is full forgiveness through the blood of the cross. And we ask that in gratitude for your love for us, your mercy and grace, that we might ensure that day by day, week after week, we sit at your feet and choose the better thing through Christ our Lord. Amen.